fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Fires Monday here at Republic Broadcasting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, the highest quality world-class training, rifles and pistols and first aid training. And the website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to sign up for a class, order a custom rifle built, perhaps take part in a group purchase and a nice discount for thermal imaging. That telephone is 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. And we got a caller asking offline give one more time that list of banks, Sam.
Roger that. Hold on just a second. Bank of America, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, and Wells Fargo. Those are your banks. There's your axis of evil right there.
Roger that. And Joe from Oklahoma, do you have a further question or comment, sir?
Further comment along the same line that I was talking about with regard to the clothing issue. I would guess either one of you might have contact with Mike Lindell, but I would encourage him to come up with a workman's clothing line to replace Carhartt, because Carhartt used to be one of the best clothing lines for workmen in the world, and it's all offshore now. And if he'd come up with a clothing line and manufacture here in the U.S. and make it of the quality that he does everything else, I think it'd be a big seller for him. I'll just throw that in.
Okay.
Good day.
All right. All right. Thank you, Joe. Well, is it time for a firearms tip of the week, sir?
It absolutely is. So we have some philosophies that drive how we train people at the Freedom Center. One of the philosophies is that if you don't own a skill in the dark, if you can't do it in pitch black conditions, then you don't own that skill. You just think you do. Incorrectly, I might add, think that you own a skill. If you can't perform a skill in the dark, if you can't do it by feel, then you don't own that skill. I'll give you an example. The guy trying to reload his pistol in the middle of a fight. He runs his gun dry. He goes, oh my God, he pulls the trigger like three times because the gun's not going bang. It then enters his brain that his gun has a problem. He looks at the ejection port and the slide to try and figure out what's going on. He finds the slide is locked back. He's like, oh crap. And then the truth starts to enter. He's out of ammo. So he drops the magazine that's in the gun. He looks down to his belt or his pocket, and he grabs another magazine, looking down at his own waist. And he grabs that magazine and he inserts that in. Now, then he typically reaches up and grabs the slide and pulls the slide and releases it to load another round in the chamber. This is a typical reload from an amateur shooter. Now, we have philosophies here at the Freedom Center that drive our training. One is, you have to do things by feel. Why? Because you have to be able to do them in the dark. Why do you have to be able to do them in the dark? Because 95% of evil aggression occurs after dark. The last thing you want to do when someone enters your home is to turn the lights on. You already have the home field advantage. You know where all the furniture is. You know where everything's supposed to be. You know where you're going moving around your house in the dark. A stranger does not. You don't want to give away that advantage. You want to fight in the dark. Now, when a guy does a reload like I just described, it typically takes 4 to 5 seconds to get his gun back in the fight. Now, let's contrast that with a guy that does things by feel. Okay? In the second scenario, the guy's firing his weapon system in a fight, and he's letting the trigger back, and he doesn't feel the trigger reset. So his finger instantly goes to the magazine release button. His left hand instantly goes to the new mag. The magazine drops. The new mag goes in. His thumb's already on top of the slide, and the slide is closing right as the magazine clicks in. And he's back in the fight in less than 1.3 seconds. That's the difference from being trained as an amateur and being trained like a professional. And none of that is the firearms tip of the week. The firearms tip of the week has to do with your trigger. The whole thing that enables you to do a quick reload is that you feel with your trigger finger whether the trigger resets or whether it does not reset. So a lot of people can pull a trigger and take an accurate shot, but a professional feels the trigger when he's letting off pressure on the trigger, and he feels whether that trigger resets or whether it does not reset. And if the trigger does not reset in the dark, the gun has just told him that it is out of ammo. And the firearms tip of the week is to learn to listen to your gun when you fight in the dark and every other time. But learn to listen to that trigger. The trigger will tell you that you're out of ammo. There's no reason to continue pulling a trigger that's not firing rounds. You will feel the trigger not reset and instantly know you need to strip that mag and insert a new one and get back in the fight.
All right.
So to sum that up, John, the firearms tip of the week is learn to feel the reset of your trigger. It will help you in the dark when you have to keep your gun in the fight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great tip of the week, and we appreciate that, Sam. Okay. There's an ongoing, when one ends, you start the next, group purchase of thermal imaging. And tell us about that, please.
Well, we have, I guess, starting early this year, we had a new product come out called an IRA Micro. And when you talk about thermal, there's three characteristics that are very important to the performance of a thermal sight in the dark, when you actually need to be able to locate threats, which night vision does not do, but thermal will. The three characteristics of a thermal sight that you want to pay close attention to are the size of the dot. You typically see 17 micron or 12 micron. We like 12 micron. The smaller the dot, the better the resolution, the more detail your eye sees. The second characteristic is the overall resolution of the thermal engine. You might see 320 by 288. You might see 640 by 480, which has almost four times as many dots as the previous one. And then the new engine that came out early this year is the iRay Micro, which has a 640 by 512 engine. Absolutely incredible. If you have a long-range weapon system, they have the new iRay Alpha. And the iRay Alpha outperforms the Trigicons that cost $1,000 to $1,500 more. And it's because of this new engine. And then just a month ago, iRay released an incredibly high-end thermal weapon sight with a very large objective lens that has 1280 or 1260 by 1080 type resolution. It's just changed everything as far as the capability of a thermal weapon sight. Now, do you need an $18,000 thermal weapon sight? Not unless you're putting it on a 30 Wolf or a 338 Lapua or 7 Ultra Mag or a 50 BMG ultra long range weapon would you ever need that kind of resolution. You don't need to spend $18,000. However, if you have an AR-15, the $6,000 micro is absolutely ideal to go on your AR-15. It's also very flexible. It's so small you can put it on a helmet mount and use it as a monocular. You have different reticle choices. You can turn the reticle off. You can literally choose between different reticles, and you can also choose between different guns. So if you have three different guns that you mount your thermal to, you can tell the thermal sight, I'm mounting you on gun A, and it will already be zero. It will be zero to that gun. And then you can pull it off that gun and tell it I'm on gun B, I'm on rifle B, and it will know to go to rifle B zero. I mean, the technology is amazing.
It's almost like science fiction. The ability, the capability of these electronic devices, it's amazing. You got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I think we probably ought to talk about True Velocity. There's a company in Texas that has some of the best polymer engineers in the world, if not the best, and they have developed a polymer case to replace brass. Now think about that for just a second. Instead of spending 60 cents or 80 cents or $1.20 on a piece of rifle brass, you can now buy ammunition with a plastic case. Now here's the advantage. The disadvantage is you don't get the reloads. So if you're a reloader, you may not be interested. But if you're buying ammo for defensive purposes and you're not planning on reloading, you're not a reloader, this can save 30% of the weight of the ammunition. That doesn't sound like a lot, but think about this. You're in a fight. You're carrying 300 rounds, which basically means you've got 12 pounds of ammo. Well, with this new plastic technology, now you're carrying 7.7 pounds of ammo. Same bullet weight, same velocity, but you don't have to carry the weight. I mean, this is a game changer for anyone who is fighting or having to carry ammo on their body, or even a lot of ammo in vehicles, which you can really weigh a vehicle down with ammo if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's good to know. Now, what's the availability of this ammunition?
don't know what the availability is today, but I have a very good friend who works in R&D there, and I will get that information, and we'll have that for you before Christmas. But this is new technology that is just going to change the game. People flying, you know, that have weapons, people driving that have weapons, people that have to patrol or carry ammo on their body. This is a great thing because, you know, we load our warriors down just horribly. I mean, you know this, John. A Green Beret might put a 125-pound pack on his back and go on a mission.
Right. And only weigh 155 pounds to begin with.
Now, imagine the 40 pounds of ammo that guy has, and you're taking 13 pounds off of him. That's huge for his back and his knees and his hips.
Absolutely, yeah.
A lot of people don't realize how much, you know, our soldiers sacrifice. And, you know, we get into the romantic stuff about war, and, you know, you see the pictures of the guys with their legs blown off. I don't want to minimize that at all. Okay, that is just a horrific level of sacrifice. But what's not talked about a lot, and I've seen this with our Marines and our soldiers, is that they get out of the military, even after 8 years of service, 4 to 8 years of service, and the military has ruined their back and their knees and their hips. And it really has to do with the load that they're carrying on a regular basis. That consistent stress of all of that weight on their body, and they break those guys down and they use them up. And, you know, as heroic as the guy is that had his leg blown off and comes home, you know, a veteran of real violence, you know, the guys that had their backs and their knees and their hips just absolutely ruined by these heavy loads. I mean, this is an ongoing issue, and very few people talk about it. But it's everywhere. And anyone that's been in the military understands exactly what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. It's human body's only meant to take so much, and after that, things start breaking down, don't they?
Yeah, and from an R&D standpoint, we've worked very hard on exoskeleton-type equipment that allows the guy to carry a heavy load and move without stressing his body out near as much. I mean, this is some cool technology, but the stuff like the True Velocity plastic cases, they may sound like, oh, who cares? You know, it's not that big a deal. But to a guy that's carrying ammo every day, it's a huge deal. It really is. I just love what they're doing down in Texas at True Velocity.
Yeah, it is marvelous. It is wonderful. We got a call here, Sam. We got Rob in Mississippi. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, John. This is Rob. I really enjoy this guest you have on, Sam, the details he gets into. I want to make note of, me and my friends have been preppers for a long time and see the tear down of the United States. And we got armed up years ago, back in the early 2000s, with night vision, FLIR, and some really high-speed stuff. And I've seen over time how guns and the gun equipment are like cars. Old stuff gets antiquated, and the new stuff coming out is the latest and greatest and the best to have, and it's the same way with these guns, just like Sam's talking about. The one thing I want to really stress on, which Sam has said in the past, you can have all this high-speed stuff and the greatest accessories to go with your firepower, but if you don't have the training, you're not nothing. Sam, would you like to comment on that?
Amen, brother. You know, you're preaching to the choir on that one. It's really interesting. I have a lot of customers that buy high-end weapons that I hand-build. I build these long-range rifles that will shoot almost 3,000 yards. And,
wow.
You know, the guys will shoot. I had guys shoot. Well, we got a break. We'll talk about it after the break.
We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
This hour is sponsored by Harvest-Rite freeze-dried equipment, the highest quality freeze-dried equipment you can get, available at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. An excellent video there showing you how to properly clean a rifle at freedomtrain.net. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. And let's see, do we have a question from Rob, or are we still waiting for that question?
No, I was listening to Sam's response. He was saying about he's got guys shooting out to 3,000 yards.
Okay, 3,000 yards. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, so you take a guy that buys a new rifle, he buys a real nice scope, he gets some match-grade ammo, and he goes to shoot at 1,000 yards. And that's doable for him if the wind conditions are kind. And by kind, I mean less than 3 miles an hour. Let's talk about what actually happens when you shoot at 1,000 yards. If you're shooting a .308 at 1,000 yards and the wind's blowing 10 miles an hour, which is half the speed it's been blowing in Lebanon for the last 3 days, the wind's blowing 10 miles an hour and it's a crosswind, it's going to blow your bullet at 1,000 yards, 10 feet off the target. 10 feet, which means if you estimate the wind at 9 miles an hour, you're going to be a foot off the target. Okay, and so when you talk about how do we become effective with our rifles and with our optics, it's being trained by a professional, honestly, because if you know how to call the wind, then you can make a first round hit at 1,000 yards. I teach people to do it all year long. If you don't have that training and you take a shot at something at long range, you might miss by 5 or 10 feet simply because you don't have the training. Now, let's talk about pistols. Let's talk about something up close. If you think, oh, I know how to shoot my pistol, I'm fine. Okay, well, that may have worked for you back in 1950 when the person breaking into your home was a lone burglar or a lone rapist. Nowadays, it's 7 to 10 people breaking into your home at the same time. So now you've got to learn to shoot multiple shots and be accurate. You've got to learn other skills. Maybe you're in a Ukraine or South Africa situation and you've got 50 people attacking your home. Now you're going to have to learn how to change magazines. You're not only going to have to learn how to place shots on targets or shots on multiple targets quickly, but you're going to have to learn how to change magazines and get the gun in the fight. So we do this drill called an El Presidente. You shoot two shots at target A, two shots at target B, two shots at target C. Then you do a mag change because we only allow you to put 6 rounds in each magazine. You do your mag change, and then you shoot two shots at target C, two shots at target B, and two shots at target A. So you're firing 12 shots. Now, when our students come to the class for the first time, they typically do this drill in 12 to 25 seconds. That's how long it takes to put 12 shots on 6 different targets and do a mag change. When you leave our training, you will likely be doing this, if you're a male between the ages of 15 and 50, you will likely be doing this drill in under 5.5 seconds. If you're a female, you will likely be doing it in under 9 seconds. That is a dramatic improvement. And that's what training does. It makes you better.
And Sam, all gunfights are a competition.
Yes, sir.
You know, you're talking about being off by the wind blowing. I'm 62 years old now, and I'm an old guy. And I can't do what I used to be able to do, and I can't remember everything I used to remember for what the gun's capabilities are doing, how much holdover and whatnot. I'm having to write cheat sheets on my weapons to remember what they're doing. I think, in my opinion, the best way to get good is to enter competitions because you're put under so much duress against the other person. And it just, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to say, I'm not going to do that again. And you don't. And you get better. You're made to get better by doing in competitions.
Yes, but I would highly suggest that you get some training from a tier one level asset or a Secret Service guy before you go into competitions. Because when you go to competitions, you get all kinds of advice from people who don't have a freaking clue. And they can really lead you down some rabbit holes on things that don't matter. But I absolutely agree with you. Competing, once you've had training, competing is the best way to sharpen your skills and put yourself under stress.
Absolutely.
Yes, I agree with you, Sam. That's true. All right, guys,
okay.
We're listening. Enjoy your
thanks
show.
Thanks for the call. We have a 5-hour break. We'll be back. We have a caller on hold.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello? Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Down for 4 days last week, back up and running, as it should be. Everything's in place, working properly. All the things that you've grown to look for there, including more than 200. Seriously, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class doctors and scientists regarding COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. And, of course, products that will help you. All the products that you've learned to see there at my website at thelibertyman.com, available for sale to help you achieve your goals, including the energy cleaner. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee if you're suffering from arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, you need an energy cleaner. Details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. I'm getting a fresh shipment in tomorrow, so the back orders will be taken care of at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. The telephone to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built. Beginning Wednesday afternoon, he'll answer the phone at 417-718-2597. Let's see. Are we still with Dean in Montana, I believe, Sam? Or not? You're on mute, Sam.
Hello?
I'm not sure. We've got some callers lined up. Who do we have?
Is it Dean?
No, this is Dean.
Okay. What's in your mind, Dean? Go ahead, sir.
Sam, I wanted to ask you about the IRA RICO.
when you have in the home screen, you have a 100 meter, a 200 meter, and a 300 meter that you can switch between. I have the 100 meter zeroed for 100 yards, but the 200 says zero and the 300 says zero in the zeroing. And I'm wondering, do those have to be zeroed, or will they be able to adjust off of my 100 yard zero?
You know, I'm not sure on that particular question. Are you in collimated mode or are you in standalone mode?
You know what? I don't know. I've been playing with it, but so far I've been successful at 100 yards, but 300 yards when I adjust into that mode, I've been missing. So I'm like, huh? Well, maybe they do have to be zeroed individually.
I believe that that's a data point that you need to enter. And so what you're going to do is go to 100-yard mode and zero the gun like you have, right? And that puts you on target, did it not?
Yes.
Then go to 200-yard mode and shoot a 200-yard target and zero, and then go to 300-yard mode and zero at 300, and then you'll have three hold points that you can use.
Okay.
I think you need three separate data points.
Okay. All right, and then on your Glock, how often do you pull your firing pin and clean down that hole?
Oh, that's a great question, because I have had issues. If I have 600 or more rounds on a Glock, or any pistol, any semi-auto striker fired pistol, I have had issues at about the 600 to 700 round mark where enough powder, burnt powder, has gone through the firing pin hole and built up on the face of the firing pin boss that I will start to get light primer strikes. So I try and clean that firing pin, take it apart and clean that striker firing pin area of the slide and get all of the powder off the front of the bosses. I try to do that every 500 rounds.
Okay, thanks. That was it. Have a good day, fellas.
Okay, thanks for the call, Dean. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, John, Sam. Sam, I had a question about reloading and the distance between the bullet and the lands of the rifling. I was wondering what your favorite distance that you have found for accuracy is, and does
yes.
that change per caliber?
No. So here's the interesting thing. I've tuned up loads for thousands of rifles of customers. Sometimes three or four times a week, I will have a customer come out and say, hey, Sam, help me tune up a load for this. And so when it comes to the overall length and where you position the bullet relative to the throat in the chamber, you probably have a 3-degree ramp where the end of the land is sloped at 3 degrees on each land, so you get a gradual engraving of the bullet. And what I found is, and actually I got to give credit to Ron Hain, world benchrest champion, who's passed away, but he was a dear friend of mine and a world champion in benchrest shooting, and a really smart guy at how big an issue is, how big a slice of the pie is a given issue. And he was a master at understanding these things. And he's the one that taught me a lot about reloading. And he could shoot bullets into the same hole at 200 yards. He was really good. And what he taught me is that it depends on if you have a 3-groove barrel, a 4-groove barrel, a 5-groove barrel, or a 6-groove barrel. Now, can you tell me on your barrel how many grooves and lands do you have?
Four.
Four. Excellent. That's perfect. Because with a 4-groove barrel, you want the bullet actually touching the lands. So if you chamber a round and you pull that round back out, there should be 4 marks around where the ogive meets the major diameter of the bullet. Now the question is, what shape should those marks be? And with a 4-groove barrel, you want those marks to be almost dead square. In other words, you want them to be just as long as they are wide. In other words, if you get a mark that's longer the direction that the bullet is firing, right? If that mark is longer than it is wide, you're too deep into the lens. If that mark is shorter than it is wide, then you're not deep enough into the lens. Every gun I've ever tuned up in my entire life shoots best when you are into the lens, but only of a specific amount. So with a six-groove barrel, your mark, because your lens are much narrower, your mark is going to be longer than it is wide. With a four-groove barrel, it's going to be a square, the same length as it is in width. And with a three-groove barrel, it's actually going to be shorter than it is wide. And once you figure out how to get the bullet in that position, it's a piece of cake. Now, one of the tricks that we use is we take some 4-0 steel wool, and we seat the bullet in the cartridge case, and then we spin the bullet in the steel wool to take any marks off of it so it has circular marks around it, and then we chamber it, and then it makes it really easy to see the landmark. And if we make an adjustment, right, we can just spin that same bullet in the wool and then reinsert it into the chamber and get an answer fairly quickly.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I knew you'd know. That's interesting because I've always I've got a lever, my hunting rifle, because it's hunting season here. My hunting rifle is a lever action Browning in 30-06. And anyway, I have always been told by lots of guys that you just want to be almost touching those lands, and that works okay. I mean, I can get about a 1.75 to 1 inch group at 100 yards off of a bench with that. So, you know, for a hunting rifle, that's probably fine. But I thought to myself, I was fixing to reload up some more bullets, and I thought, you know, you're probably the guy to ask for that kind of thing. I'll remember.
Well,
that.
The only time you don't want to be in that position in the lands is if you have a hunting rifle and if you're in weather below 32 degrees. So if you're hunting in the mountains in Arctic conditions, right, it's 15 degrees or 5 degrees, and you have issues with icing of the weapons, right, when you're hunting in cold weather. Let's say you're not in a truck, you know, you're camping, right? You're out elk hunting or sheep hunting, and you're far away from your truck. When you get in these ultra cold conditions, you don't want to be into the lands. You want to be just backed off about 20 thousandths from the position we talked about previously. That'll keep a bullet from sticking in the lands if your gun freezes. And then you don't wind up pulling your bolt, pulling your bolt back and leaving powder in the chamber, you know, in the chamber and bolt mechanism.
Oh yeah. Well, that's interesting that you brought that up, because almost, I mean, up here, you know, it's the other morning we got up and it was 17 degrees, you know, so I mean, that's probably, I'll stay with maybe 1,000th or 2,000th off, or at least just barely not touching the lands.
Yeah, close as you can get without touching if you're hunting in ultra cold weather. You know, and I saw on my screen here, it said, it didn't say Kyle from the Bahamas, it said Kyle from Montana, so I thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great, Sam. I appreciate it. Thank you. I knew you'd know. All right.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, Kyle. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Tom in Utah. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John and Sam. We've dropped 50 degrees through the weekend, so two things have come to my consciousness with that issue. Of course, John, I talked to you about the poisoning risk in the manufactured housing units that a lot of our bug out, our preppers are living in, are utilizing. So just wanted to remind people to go to gassingamerica.com and check out that ventilation problem that puts them at risk. But also, with the weather dropping cold, I wanted you to kind of address, Sam, the cautions or the understanding you need to do when you're dealing with gloves and handling a weapon in cold weather. And you just barely, you know, spoke to that a little bit, just to the gentleman prior.
Yeah, that's a good
question. We dropped 50 degrees.
Yeah, that's a good question. So because of the human body and because of the nature of triggers on weapon systems, when your body starts to cool down and you're out in cold weather, what your brain does is it draws blood away from your extremities, your fingers and your toes, and it uses it to keep your organs warm, which is more important to your ultimate survival. Now, you combine the fact with blood being drawn away from your fingers and your toes, you lose a little bit of dexterity and you lose a significant amount of feel of your trigger finger. Okay, so in cold weather, you absolutely have to have rock solid finger to frame or finger to stock discipline. You cannot have your trigger finger in the trigger guard area unless your sights are on the target and you're ready to fire. So a typical hunting rifle will come with a 4 to a 6 pound trigger from the factory. When we build long range precision hunting rifles, we put dual triggers in them that can be tuned from 3 pounds all the way down to 4 ounces. Now, if you've never pulled a 4 ounce trigger in your life, the moment you touch the trigger, the gun will go off. You don't have to pull it. Most people, yeah, the first time I have them dry fire a 4 ounce dual trigger, they put their finger in the trigger guard and the gun goes off. They don't even expect it to fire. And it absolutely freaks them out. And now you combine that with gloves to help keep your fingers warm. You have absolutely no feel at all of where the trigger is or whether or not you've exceeded the amount of pressure that's going to set that gun off. So there's a couple of things you can do. If you're moving in a cold weather hunting environment, all you have to do is lift your bolt. You don't have to pull it back. You can keep the gun on safe or with a round in the chamber. It depends on the safety mechanism, but you can lift the bolt. And with the bolt lifted, the gun cannot fire. Okay?
Right.
That's one thing you can do. The other thing you can do is you can wear mittens, keep your finger out of the trigger guard area, and they make mittens where the very top 2 inches folds away and exposes your fingertip. So you can keep your fingers warm with mittens, and you can fold that mitten over off your trigger hand, and then your finger's warm, and it can feel the trigger. Now, that's only going to work for about 30, 40 seconds in real cold environment, and then your tip of your finger's going to go numb. But you can use that to your advantage if you're in a cold weather sniping or hunting situation. The other thing is you don't necessarily want an 8-ounce trigger for cold weather hunting. You know, a pound and a half is about as low as you want to go in a cold weather environment. That's light enough where you can make a very precise shot on a regular basis, and it's also not so light that you could breathe on the thing and fire the gun. Other than that, if your hands are getting cold, it's because your core is cold. You need to dress warmer. A down vest from Western Mountaineering will probably fix your problems. I like down products, particularly if they have a Gore-Tex shell, and particularly if they're made by a company that uses 800 plus fill down, and if they have down that is not only 800 plus in its rating, insulation rating, it lofts to an 800 number, but also it has a coating so that it doesn't absorb water. That type of down with a Gore-Tex shell is a very valuable tool in high mountain or cold weather conditions.
Do you know if Jim Phillips is still producing cold weather clothing? Do you know that? Jim Phillips was manufacturing sub-zero weather clothing.
I don't know that name, sir, but I could tell you this. Western Mountaineering and Feathered Friends, and there's a couple other companies out there, Rab, that I think that's a European company. They make some really high-end down garments where the down is pre-treated so it won't absorb water. So if you've got merino wool underneath and you've got a Gore-Tex down over garment and maybe a wool sweater and wool pants, you're in really good shape for high altitude or cold weather work.
Yeah, I know. If you're cold, your shivering will make you lose your target almost every time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and if your hands are cold, your body's cold. That's why your hands are cold. I know Eskimos, these guys like Inuits, they can drive around on a sled in 15-degree weather, have no gloves on and no face protection, and their hands are warm and their face is warm. And that's because of the way they dress their core. Their core is really warm, so it's constantly pushing warm blood to their hands and their toes and their face. And so it really is about keeping your core at the right temperature to keep your hands from going numb.
All right.
Great call.
Thank
Great
you.
Call, Tom. We appreciate the call. We got a caller on hold. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton or town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. Sam, looks like we got our last caller here. We have Ken in Oregon. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, John. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, the other day, John, excuse me, Sam, the other day I was speaking with a friend of mine, and he was talking about putting a binary trigger in a new rifle that he picked up, and I looked into them, and I was just kind of curious, what are the pros and cons, and what's Sam Andrews' opinion of them?
I've never seen one that worked well, and I can pull a good AR trigger with a .1 split, so I don't need one.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, they seem just a little gimmicky to me, so...
Get yourself a Hyperfire Reflex or an Eclipse and don't look back.
Perfect. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay. You have a wonderful
Ken,
week.
Thank you for the call. Sam, you've got about 2 minutes to give your summary for the week, sir.
Well, you know, I think that as Americans, we're going to have to get through this together. We're going to have some tough times ahead. The election's going to bring turmoil. We all know that. There's going to be financial turmoil next year. We all know that. My grandfather, when I was a young boy, I told him that I wanted to be a Major League Baseball pitcher. And he was a great musician. He was not only an inventor, but he was the first violinist for the Florida Philharmonic Orchestra. He could play any instrument under the sun. He was a wonderful musician and a brilliant man. And he loved his grandkids. And he used to call me once a week. He'd say, son, it's good to hear your voice. But I got to ask you a question. What have you done this week? Keep in mind, this is before cell phones. What have you done this week to make yourself a better pitcher? And I want to ask that question in a different way. I want to ask every American in this country, what have you done this week to make yourself a stronger patriot, to make your family stronger, to improve your situation at home? And if I were to answer that question, what have I done this past week? Well, I freeze-dried food, I've loaded ammo, and I've trained Americans in how to defend their life, liberty, and property. And I would highly encourage people to get a freeze-dried food machine from Harvest Right. They're the best. And to start investing on a level that you never have before in making you and your family and putting you and your family in a stronger position to survive what's coming.
I agree, absolutely. And Harvest Right equipment is right there at thelibertyman.com, the highest quality consumer grade equipment that you can get. It's right out there with commercial equipment, except a little bit smaller, isn't it?
Yeah, if you've got 3 years of freeze-dried food, go buy ammo and get training. If you have ammo and you have training and you don't have freeze-dried food, go buy a freeze dryer. But start doing something every day, if not every week, to put yourself in a stronger position.
Roger,
John,
that.
Thank you. Let freedom ring.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Thank you. Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. The lovely, beautiful state of Missouri, where I get to live, and the large, productive, beautiful state of Texas. God bless the United States of America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.